Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, Dirtbag Nation. Great to be back. Week two, Nolan, in the books. Well, I guess halfway through the books, but lots to talk about dirtbags tonight. Obviously, the main part of the show, Jackson Holliday, getting the call. We'll be covering that. We've got some games going on this Wednesday afternoon and as time of recording. So we might be doing some updates as we go along. But we'll also be talking about Sonny Gray's debut yesterday. Pitchers going down still with UCL tears, if not the tears, full Tommy John surgeries, certainly a lot of IL still and stuff with that. So we're going to dive a little deeper into that, Nolan and myself, tonight as well on this show, and so much more. We try to get through everything. We're not going to get through every team, I can guarantee you that, Dirtbags, because obviously, like I said, the big news for today, Jackson Holliday getting the big call up, number one overall prospect overall. Lots to dive into there with Nolan. So, but before we get going, as always, want to give a shout out to the Tress Sullivan and his team over at the Rip Grip Pro Training, hitting training aid, and create that palm up, palm down, and get you pulling through the zone. Again, if you've looked at it, you maybe already have it. You know the impact it makes on you. It's a small training aid. It goes unnoticed, but it makes a huge impact, a huge difference on your training program and your hitting development as well. So if you want to find out more information about that, or of course, the rope trainer, as always, DM me on Instagram or Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Contact me directly at Kirk at DirtbagBaseballNation.com as well. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about training, so much more. So, and as you know, I'm over here in Austria right now, coaching and training, and things are going well so far. So having a good time. But a lot of what I'm going to talk about is stuff that I see from back home to in the U.S. to over here in Europe. A lot of the training ideas and just the misperception of throwing and stuff like that. So when we get into that UCL conversation, Nolan and I really try to pay attention to that. I hope you're around for it and stay with it, because it's so valuable, and it's we've got to talk about it because we're just seeing it all the time. So Dirtbags, settle in, get that favorite drink, wherever, however you like to listen to us. Thanks for being on board. Let's get ready to rock and roll and get up, get after it, and get started.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
This March, Wendy's is fueling the madness with amazing deals on their hamburgers made with fresh, never frozen beef.
Like a juicy Dave's single for a buck and a fresh $2 Dave's double with an app offer.
It's such a good deal, we wrote a little ditty about it.
Get it for a buck. Dave's single, order in the app. Dave's single, get it for a buck. Choose wisely, choose Wendy's official hamburger March Madness.
Limited time offer. Participating U.S. Wendy's. See offer details and redeem at Wendy's app. Account registration required. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S. and Alaska.
They said it couldn't be done. They said it was impossible. But mark my words, I did it. With Kohl's. That's right. I got everything I needed for my spring home refresh in one trip. I'm talking Sonoma Goods for Life bedding for 20% off. And Espresso Virtual Plus Deluxe for 30% off. Cuisinart cookware sets for 35% off. And Sonoma Goods for Life decor for 20% off. So if you want to get set for the season and save big, you can do it all at Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Espresso and Cuisinart coupons do not apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome back to Begs. Nolan, where do you want to lead us off?
Yeah, so I mean, top of the show, obviously, Kirk was talking about it. Number one overall prospect, Jackson Holliday, gets the call. Starting at second base, batting nine tonight. Obviously, he's been off to a fantastic start down in AAA. I mean, he's not the only baby Oriole that's lighting it up right now down in AAA. Obviously, Hessen Kjerstad, what a fantastic start that he's had down in AAA, obviously. This was a stat that I saw from last week, but through his first seven games, six bombs, 25 RBIs, hitting .555 after seven games played. I'm like, holy heck. So he's obviously a guy that's kind of been up and down with the team. He'll be knocking on the door probably before the end of April too. Here's the thing. I don't know if they were at the point where service time manipulation became a thing with Jackson Holliday or not. That's always kind of the way that I looked at it when he got demoted in the first place. But, I mean, you're looking at that. And right now the Orioles are, I'm not going to say necessarily scuffling, because obviously they're above .500. They're still a good team. They're still off to a good start. But, I mean, when you're comparing them to the Yankees right now, the Yankees obviously the number one team in the AL East, off to their best start since 2003. Jackson Holliday, he's going to come up there, man. He's a guy, obviously, the big league pedigree. We've talked about it numerous times in this or on this podcast. But, I mean, man, the excitement should be there. It'll be a good first game for him, especially down in Boston. Those fans, they're going to be hostile towards him.
Yeah, absolutely. What a debut to make, right? You're in Fenway. You see every team pretty much do it, right? Get that call up, that debut on the road so they can settle in maybe a game or two before they have to come back home to the home crowd. You touched on it, Nolan. You said about scuffling along. And you know what? Tony Kemp around the second base, Ramon Urias around the third base, they're hitting around .200. Orioles are 6-5. So you know what? Brandon Hyde and the club gave those seasoned veterans the opportunity to get out of the gate, put a little pressure on the kids to have to perform down in Norfolk. it's your job if you want it. But now, you know what, with the promotion of Jackson, down goes the demotion of Tony Kemp, right? And so that's just the way it's been lately. These guys aren't fooling around, these teams, anymore with these hot young prospects. They're not burying them. And I hate to jump start this too far down the road, but you look at a Jackson Holliday, and again, don't read too much into it, dirtbags, but I look at Juan Soto with everything that I'm reading and seeing and being able to evaluate just on the surface. I'm looking at that type of a player. Now, obviously, Juan's, 5 years in now, 6 years in now. But I just got that feeling of him. And let's go through the Orioles right now. I mean, we're just talking about it, Nolan. You got Adley Rutschman, number one overall major league prospect, 2022. Thumbs up. 2023, you got Gunnar Henderson, number two overall. 2024, you got the number one, and you still got a plethora of players on the Norfolk Tides waiting to come up. So, yes, those New York Yankees have gotten out hot. They're 10-2. Orioles got to keep pace with them, even though we're talking about April and not September. Man, you got to be excited if you're Jackson Holliday. You've got to be excited if you're Oriole fans out there listening. You know, and another cool story, just the fact he's wearing number 7, right, Nolan? You watched his dad, Matt Holliday, for years with your Cardinals, finish out his career with the Rockies. Number 7, he wears it for them. And then you hear, of course, the Holliday family reaching out to the Ripken family because, of course, it was Cal Ripken Sr.'s number for the years that he served with the Baltimore Orioles. So that was a cool story in itself, how they reached out and did the right thing, right? One great baseball family to another.
Oh, you can bet Dad had a hand in that one, that's for sure. Obviously, he knew the way that it is. He knows he obviously didn't play with any of the Ripken boys, but he would have obviously been around enough guys that knew Cal Ripken Jr. and Billy Ripken and everything like that. So, I mean, I think it would be an easy enough thing, especially since Holliday's a 15-year vet. And, like, yeah, you're looking at it, right? And Holliday is the first player in Baltimore history since Cal Ripken Sr. to wear the number 7. So, I mean, like you said, obviously there's a lot of sentimental value there for Baltimore Orioles fans with the number 7 obviously not having been worn in what was it, like 45 years or something like that?
When Ripken got fired in '88, Billy wore it for the rest of that season. But then, yeah, it's never been worn since and stuff like that. So basically, like you said, right from Cal Sr., even though Ripken had it for a few months, or Billy did have it for a few months, but even the Ripken family, just being classy, right? Cal's now part of that new ownership group. And everybody's going about it the right way. They're honored as a Ripken family. That'll be a Holliday wearing it. The way he reached out, it's just a feel-good story all the way around for the Orioles.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, like, I mean, yeah, it's – and they're going to get a show when he comes up. Obviously, he was my AL Rookie of the Year prediction at the start of the year. He was yours as well, Kirk, if I'm not mistaken. Like, the kid's talented, man. He should have broken the team, or he should have broken spring with the team. Obviously, now he gets his opportunity. Like you said, man, Fenway Park, that'll be a heck of an experience for his first game.
Oh, I mean, I guess Yankee Stadium, but yeah, I mean, flip a coin, right? Flip a coin. And let's be honest, I mean, the Orioles beat the Red Sox last night, but Red Sox got out of the gate hot, too, or whatever. Now, nobody's expecting them to stay there. I mean, they lost Nick Pivetta. We'll be talking about that later on. Lost Trevor Story, it sounds like, for what, 3 or 4 months by the sounds of it. But exactly right. Two old school teams early in the season, a game apart, and don't put too much into it. I get it. But on the other side, put a ton of it in. That's what we've gotten used to over the last little while, right? Like all these young stud players that are just so mature and so fun to watch. And again, the third year in a row for you Baltimore Oriole fans out there. I mean, you know, if you're anybody in the AL East, you're going, oh man, I knew the time was coming, but holy cow. And they're still not done. Up comes Holiday, and we're still looking at two and three more guys down there on the farm that are ready to just tip over and into this team. So Baltimore Orioles are just, they've got to be loving life right now. I don't care what you say. They went through some tough years. When you're losing 100 games in a season, there's nothing fun about that.
No, you're right. Obviously, yeah, there's nothing fun about that. And I mean, Brandon Hyde, like, more power to Baltimore Orioles upper management groups and everything like that was sticking with Hyde, knowing, okay, this guy's going to be our guy eventually once the team gets rolling. Because like you said, he was the leader of the helm when they were losing 100 games. Now he's the leader of the helm when they won 100 games last year. So, yeah, I mean, time will tell. But right now, Baltimore Orioles fans, obviously, you got to be super excited. Hey, we predicted it at the start of the year, or at least I did. It's their division to lose, in my opinion. They got enough young kids. You make the Corbin Burns addition. Grayson Rodriguez is pitching phenomenally well for them. It'll be a good team, and especially like you said, if come the trade deadline with new ownership in place, if they want to make a push and they want to get it crafty with it and sell from the Norfolk Tides and get some upper level major league pitching, they very easily could do that.
Well, you hit the nail on the head for me. I mean, usually you're looking at maybe if you can get one stud pitcher, right? Maybe one for the bullpen. But to me, they're in a position to be able to get multiple high-end pitchers if they need to and if they want to. And again, you're not looking at a high salary per team over the next few years, several years. Like, they are in a great position. They are in the driver's seat. Like, Yankees are probably looking at them going, we're 10-2, and yeah, we've got all the money in the world and we can do whatever, but we have to continue to do whatever we can. The Blue Jays have to continue to do whatever they can. You're never going to get the Tampa Bay Rays to tip over the money thing. It's just not going to happen. But now the Orioles are just, oh my God, they're in a sweet position right now. So, Dirtbags, we'll be right back here after the break, and we're just going to keep getting after it. We got lots more to talk about.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high-quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back to your bags. Nolan, you want to stay on the highs? You want to go to the lows? Where do you want to go?
So, obviously, we've had tons of injuries. This is a guy that's come back from an injury. Sonny Gray makes his St. Louis Cardinals debut, and did he ever live up to the expectation? Goes against the Philadelphia Phillies, 5 innings, 64 pitches, 5 Ks, bunch of weak contact against. I mean, he looked like exactly like the Cardinals were hoping to get this type of guy. They got him, and he was phenomenal last night. Like I said, I mean, all he comes out after 4 1/3. Obviously, he was only on a 65-pitch count limit, first start of the season, first start basically in a month and a half pretty much since the start of spring training for him. And yeah, like he just comes out there and just spotting up in the zone. Anytime you can be under that 15 pitches per inning, that's a good thing. And if you're 64 through 5 innings, that's a great sign of things to come.
You just took the words right out of my mouth, literally. For all any dirtbags out there that don't understand, I mean, that's kind of the unwritten rule as a pitcher, you want to be 15 pitches or less per inning. You know, you're like you said, 6 innings should be 90 pitches. You're loving life if you're a manager and the pitching coach. You're loving life in this day and age as teammates when you're there. But 5 innings and 60, that's crazy. That's crazy, man. That's getting the job done. And really, that's what I wanted to talk about. He looked easy, Nolan. He looked easy with it. And, you know, again, we're talking about an older pitcher that's been through this issue, so he understands it, and he's got the experience to work off of it. But you've been through injuries yourself, and as much as experience and knowledge, yes, it helps you, but there's still an area it's in your mind, isn't it, for a few games until you really get back feeling good.
100%. No, that's just it. With those nagging injuries, and especially an injury that you've already had, that is in the back of your mind. And he just went out there, and like you said, free and easy, and just, all right, give me the ball. I'm a dice. Here we go. Make everything work. And he was thrown to a young catcher, too, in Ivan Herrera, who, I mean, right now, he's obviously not nationally known yet to the levels of these upper-level prospects and everything like that. But, I mean, the job that he's done, basically he worked all offseason with Yadier Molina to try and improve on his defense and everything like that. And, I mean, went back to the Caribbean Series, was an all-star nominee there. Fantastic job filling in for Wilson Contreras. Well, Wilson Contreras is down with his hand injury. And, yeah, like, I mean, young catcher, obviously still a rookie. And you get Sonny Gray, who, I mean, just coming off of second place in the AL Cy Young last year. You're thinking, okay, I don't know what the chemistry is going to be like here. First time throwing to each other. Let's see how this works. And, I mean, for him to do what he did, like you said, it's not like Sonny Gray is a high velo guy. He's not max effort every pitch. So, I mean, that's the biggest thing that I love to see, and especially in today's day and age. Like you said, I mean, we're going to get talking about it in a little bit here, Dirtbags, just about all the pitcher injuries and everything like that. But all they're doing is trying to teach you how to throw max velocity. This guy's sitting 90 to 92, basically. Every once in a while, yeah, sure, he can touch 93, 94, but I'm just saying, he's pretty much sitting in that 90 to 92 range and working off of a beautiful fastball and an excellent sweeper to boot.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's what his first strikeouts and what I saw in the highlights this morning waking up. Obviously, I'm 6 hours difference and 9 hours from anybody on the West Coast where I'm located over here in Europe, Dirtbags. But, you know, what was it? Harper on the first strikeout when he came back, got him on the hammer, I think it was, right? Yeah, easy. I mean, a little bit high when I saw it quick or whatever in that, but still a really nice pitch. Yeah, he yanked a couple. he yanked a couple on strikeouts or whatever and stuff like that. But like you said, just good execution. And let's be honest. I mean, St. Louis needs it. They're finding themselves. They need that ace back in that lineup to be able to stabilize it. Now they went out here. I got the final in front of me here. Now it was 4-3 for the Phillies today and stuff like that. That was Lance Lynn throwing. He threw five innings. He threw five innings, no runs, workhorse that he is. But again, I think it was 93 pitches.
Four walks.
So that's what we're doing. Yeah.
Four walks. And yeah, and the first inning, he had to throw an extra 15, 20 pitches because Victor Scott had a can of corn fly ball out to him and dropped it that caused two runs. So, I mean, that's a kick in the bag. I get the weather was not great in St. Louis, but still, like, you hit a can of corn out to an outfielder, and especially Lance Lynn, for him to not tune out, at least from what I saw, did not tune in Victor Scott. I was happy to see that because it's like, man, you get a veteran pitcher who, I mean, Lance Lynn's been in the game for, what, 14 years now? 15 years? No, 14 years, I think. And, yeah, for him to not tune in a rookie for basically dogging it back to a fly ball out in center field and missing it, I was very happy to see something like that. Because I know in years past, and with other teams too, I've seen it, where a veteran pitcher, they'll just tune in the young kid. Now, I'm not saying a Jonathan Papelbon, Bryce Harper situation when Harper didn't run out of ground or pop fly in Philly and Papelbon took him and strangled him in the clubhouse. But
yeah,
I'm still just saying, though, like, hey, that is some veteran leadership right there to not tune in the young guys. And especially on a play when it should have been made very easily.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, routine. I mean, if you're in the big leagues, that's what happens, right? Those are, like you said, a can of corn. We all know it. They're bags, but it does happen. But like you said, you go back to Lance Lynn now, you're in the major leagues, but that's what gets, I think, a little bit of this whole big issue with really understanding pitchers and where I really get fired up, as you know, if you've been listening to us long enough, Dirtbags, when you want to really throw down on throwing and pitching, you can get me fired up. And so now all of a sudden, Lynn's throwing under stressful pitches. That's as long as he's been there, he knows how to handle it maybe or whatever and stuff like that. But again, now it's 93 pitches over five innings of stressful pitches because now I got to keep my team in it. I'm down 2-0. I'm down 3-0, 3-1, whatever it is. I can't let up any more runs and stuff like that, even though it's early in the season. They're professionals. They get paid. They don't want to lose their job. And that's just the reality of it. So, you know, there might be a conversation had in the clubhouse, like you said, Nolan, very quiet, you know, hey, next time I need you to do a little better or whatever, but what else are you going to say? Kid knows he missed it. Same as at any level, right? No use tuning the end because all you're going to do is paralyze the kid, stress the kid out. So, like you said, good for Lance Lynn, good for him to move on and carry on with it. So, Mr. Glasnow last night, Los Angeles Dodgers, Nolan, 14 Ks on 88 pitches since we're talking about all this information. 14 Ks on 88 pitches.
I mean, here's the thing. Here's the thing with Glasnow, right? No one has ever doubted that if he can stay healthy for a full season, he should be a top three Cy Young candidate in whatever league he's in. Like, that guy, when he was on Tampa Bay, was a phenomenal pitcher. Everybody in baseball knows he's a phenomenal pitcher. But unfortunately, he can't stay healthy. So these 14 Ks that he threw yesterday, that doesn't surprise me. Now on the 88 pitches, that's what surprises me. Because, I mean, obviously, you're taking that into account. 14 times 3, you're at 52 pitches right there for all your strikeouts, right? So
42,
yeah. So you're half of your pitches right there. And it's like, that is insane to me that you can rack up that many Ks on that little amount of pitches. Like, it's
not a bad team. I mean, the Twins haven't got rolling or whatever. They're 3-6. They were playing today. I do think they ended up getting the win today, didn't they? Against the Dodgers. Yes, they did. They won 3-2 and stuff like that today. So they're 4-6 right now. So they're not humming along, but that's a good lineup too, man. Like, that's not like you're just mowing down AAA players.
Yeah, no, I mean, and especially like you said, like they have a couple $100+ million guys in their team. Byron Buxton, obviously healthy right now. Carlos Correa, he hasn't torn the cover off the ball by any stretch of the imagination, but he's hitting over 300 last time I checked. And like, yeah, well, like that's not, like you said, it's not an easy lineup for you to just go and strike out that many guys. Like, especially last year, they're carrying over most of the same guys, and there's not a lot of strikeout in that lineup anymore.
No. I mean, and then you got some hammers in there too. Kirilov, he hasn't hit his stride as, like you said, the same as Korea with the power or whatever and that, but his average is there. The hard hits are there. They're going to come and they're going to get rolling with it. I mean, again, they bounced back today and won 3-2 against them. So, I mean, at the end of the day, April, what, 9th? You got 14 Ks in the book. We got a no hitter in the book. Plonko came back and threw what, another 5 innings of no hit ball against Texas over the weekend. We're seeing some really good pitches. So don't get us wrong, Dirtbags. It's not all negative where we're going to be talking about with the Tommy Johns and the UCL strains and stuff like that is more to help if you're a player or a coach out there, or even a parent, to help educate your child on or your players or yourself on the importance of throwing properly. It really is. So, I mean, here's another guy real quick before the break, Nolan, you know, Carlos Rodon.
Yeah.
Needed to step up with Garrett Cole going down. Hey,
He's done it.
I don't know if he's 2022 Carlos Rodon, but he's looking pretty damn good.
Yeah. And we're not saying he's Garrett Cole by any stretch. Garrett Cole is a different breed altogether. But yeah, the job that Carlos Rodon is finally earning his money.
3 weeks ago, we talked about it and said he had to step up, and we didn't know what he was going to do coming out of spring training. Between, it was like about a 6 or 7.
Between him and Stroman right now, the pair of them have looked fantastic. And obviously, Nestor Cortez, the bounce back that he's had so far this year, has been nice to see for Yankees fans.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, they're getting the job done, and really the big hammers aren't overly hammering either. They're not that much farther ahead than any other team out there in the major leagues. They're getting a good balance of offense and a good balance of pitching overall and stuff like that. So they're getting the wins, some late comebacks, playing real good baseball. So we'll be right back here in a second.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Wireless connectivity is crucial for Americans. Smartphone technology, network speeds, and mobile services are key. But many people don't realize there's major value to be found in added customer benefits. T-Mobile is putting customers first with a new customer appreciation program. Experience VIP treatment with T-Mobile's Magenta status. New one-of-a-kind deals and experiences on nationally loved brands like hotels, rental cars, concerts, movie tickets, and more. Plus, discounts and freebies every week from T-Mobile, all at no extra cost. For T-Mobile, Cassie Slane.
With Magenta status, T-Mobile customers can now get sweet perks like 15% off across Hilton's 22 leading hotel brands worldwide and upgrades to Hilton Honors Silver. Free fuel top-off at Dollar or recharge at Hertz when returning your rental. $5 movie tickets every month and 25% off some of the hottest shows of the year.
Magenta status gives customers over $1,500 a year in extra value, all for just being T-Mobile customers. Sponsored by T-Mobile.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
I love the signs of spring. Birds chirping, flowers blooming, and a great sale at Kohl's. I just shopped their Spring Savings Bash and found everything I need to get through the rest of the season. I got my whole family tees for $7.99 and shorts under $20. Spotted myself some cute dresses and sandals for 30% off and got patio essentials for 30% off. Not to mention I saved an extra 50% off other finds. So don't stop and smell the flowers. Get to Kohl's to save on a great spring. Select styles. Extra 50% off clearance valid through April 11th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Attention landowners. Got big plans for your land? Tackle all your spring projects with a powerful John Deere machine. And now with 0% APR for 72 months on select compact tractors, riding lawnmowers, and Gator utility vehicles, plus up to $2,000 off select compact tractors. It's never been easier to get in the sea. Offer available April 1st through 30th. Visit johndeere.com to find your local dealer. For complete finance details, please call toll-free 1-800-226-8903.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Time for the curtain call questions. So we've been talking about pretty much all episode, Nolan. So you know what? Let's just get it out and get it over with and then try to explain it to the best of our ability for you, Dirtbags. UCL injuries last year, 2 years ago, this year. Go down the list.
Yeah, I mean, no, like it's obviously not a good situation for baseball when guys of the caliber that obviously last year we saw, and now this year, I mean, Shane Bieber, obviously a former Cy Young guy, he's down. Pavetta, obviously, he's down. Yuri Perez, obviously, one of the up-and-coming young pitchers with the Miami Marlins, who's looked fantastic. He's down with the elbow. Who else?
Josiah Gray
down. There's one other guy that I saw that had elbow inflammation as well. Framber Valdez. So, I mean, there's some big horses there. And a lot of those teams, they're their ace, right? Because Alcantara, obviously, he had Tommy John at the end of last year. So, Yuri Perez, they were expecting him to step up and be the ace, and now he's got the same thing. So, here's my biggest thing with it, right? And now, I don't usually agree with Ben Verlander. But in this situation, I thought, like, and he went against his brother because his brother was saying, oh, this is a huge pandemic for baseball, yada, yada, yada. And don't get me wrong, I don't disagree that it is a pandemic for baseball. But what Ben Verlander said, it stuck out to me because he's like, pitchers now are just trying to throw max. Like, and even that, I said that when I was talking about Sonny Gray. He's a guy that's just free and easy. He's not trying to throw a max velo every single pitch. Like, there's too many pitchers in today's baseball, in my opinion, that are trying to throw max velo every single pitch. Like, even when they're trying to break off their curveballs or sliders or sweepers, whatever you want to call them now, like, these guys are just getting in there and they're just cranking it and just gripping the ball as tight as humanly possible. And they're just trying to spin it at 3,000 RPM, right? Because they like seeing that spin rate. They like seeing that top velo of pitchers throwing 95 plus. Like, back in the day, man, hey, yeah, I get that pitchers didn't throw nearly as hard. But at the same time, you get your Tom Glavins, your Greg Maddoxes, and these guys are out there winning Cy Youngs and 20-plus games, pitching 200-plus innings each year, right? Like, that's the type of stuff that I want to see more baseball pitchers get back to. And that's why I really do appreciate watching a Sonny Gray pitch, because it's like, okay, I'm going to sit my low 90s. I'm going to dice you up. Aaron Nola, same thing. Aaron Nola's been a consummate, healthy pitcher throughout the majority of his major league career. And he's not a max velo guy. He's sitting 91 to 93, basically. Every once in a while, sure, he can touch 94, 95. I mean, he's touched 96, what, 9 times in his career, and 3 times were against his brother. So, I mean, that's probably when he cranked it up to the max velo. But outside of that, like, these are guys that are just excellent pitchers, and they've been consistent excellent pitchers with great durability.
Well, there's your point right there. So one, I saw the Ben Verlander thing. I was talking to my players over here last night about that type of stuff. I'll talk more about that in a second. To your point, Nolan, you're right. Everybody's just trying to throw as fast as they can, make the ball spin as fast as they can. I tell people, of course, and anybody that's old enough with me, and before cell phones and internet and all that technology, we didn't have social media. So I said, forget about that guy that runs into the video and throws one throw at 100 miles an hour, completely out of control, but you don't know how far he ran from and everything else. He said, that's not pitching. That's not pitching. So my second point is, you made the point, Nolan. Those guys are pitchers. Verlander said it about his brother and that, and it's the truth. He could sit 101, 102 coming out of Old Dominion way back in the day with the Detroit Tigers, but he threw at 97. He only used that if he needed to.
Well, I remember.
Every one of those other Greg Maddux, your other pitchers, Scherzer as well, and that now he's down with it. I get it and stuff like that, over wear and tear and stuff, but those guys are pitchers. So where I want to finish, Nolan, before you jump back in, is you guys are 50% right. The social media, the throwing as fast as you can. Understand what we're saying, dirtbags. There's a difference between a thrower, and that's why most of them never get out of AAA or past AA, even though they're professionals, pitchers I'm talking about, because they don't know how to pitch. They know how to throw it as fast as they can. And then they don't know anything else. The second part is, back in the 90s and before that, it used to be rotator cuff surgeries, which was your shoulders. That used to be it. So then we started strengthening our shoulders and the rest of our body. Well, if you think about it, we're talking about a ligament that's getting torn in your elbow. We're not talking about the muscles. We're talking about a ligament. So now you've got these bodies that are so strong, so trained, that the elbow is carrying every bit of the load, every bit of the load, throw after throw after throw. So if you do not get yourself into a proper throwing program, but a position, and understand how to get in that position, you're in trouble every time you throw it. You don't feel it the same when you're a player because you don't throw as often as a pitcher does. That's why you don't feel it the same. But when you pitch, you damn well feel it. You're darn right. So I'm going to tell you right, we don't push much, dirtbags. But you want throwing, you contact me. We'll go through throwing. Because if you want to get down to business, I'll get down to business with it. Again, I don't want to throw it out there, but I don't fool around when it comes to throwing. I can make throwers and I can make pitchers. Because I will mentally train you every step of the way to understand physically and emotionally why you're doing what you're doing and how to recover from it. So that's the thing. Yes, they're throwing high, but you got to get in a good position and you've got to understand that the rest of your body is so strong that the elbow is a ligament and cannot carry that. So before we move on, Nolan, any last comments on that?
No, all good for me.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Mr. Oakland A's last night, Nolan. Longyear's three home run night against the Texas Rangers. When's the last time that was done in Oakland?
99 years ago.
Oh. You got a name for me on that one? I don't even know if you can look it up.
No, I do not have a name. I could look it up, but yeah, no, like it was, yeah, when I saw that, I was like, that's actually wild. Because even that, like Oakland, don't get me wrong, they don't necessarily have boppers behind the plate, but like, you want to talk about just some of the guys that they've turned out of catchers over the past couple of years. Like, obviously, Josh Donaldson, don't get me wrong. At that point in time in his career, he was not an offensive guy. But, I mean, like, even a Sean Murphy, I would have assumed, might have had a three-home run game there. Because, like, he's been a fantastic player. Yeah, I'm trying to look it up. The last one was Mickey Cochran, back when it was the Philadelphia A's. So it's never happened officially in Oakland history. But
love it.
Mickey Cochran on May 21st, 1925 against the St. Louis Browns.
Wow. Nolan, thank you for that information. Now you got to work your way through this. We got a red hot Los Angeles Angels fan. Angels, 6-5. They're losing 4-0 right now to the 6-6 Tampa Bay Rays. But Mr. Trout, what do you got for the early going with Mr. Trout?
Stay healthy, big fella. Get your 400 home runs. Get it done this year.
Yes.
Like, yes. And Braden, we talked about it before the season, obviously for kind of bull predictions and everything like that. And, like, man, he needs Now, that being said, obviously he needs to stay healthy and needs to carry the team because he really is their only like true offensive juggernaut. When I'm looking up and down that lineup, don't get me wrong, there's some fantastic young players. Obviously, Nolan Chanuel, the on-base streak that he had. Now, like, I really wish that the question would have been directed about Nolan Chanuel because the way that he lost his on-base streak to start out his major league career, like, he had reached base safely in every single game. Then against Boston in game one of the series, or game two, I can't remember off the top of my head. But hits a what should have easily still been called a single, and they were in Los Angeles, like, should have easily been called a hit, gets overturned the following day into an error. So he loses his on-base streak. I was like, that is a travesty for that kid. Because his on-base streak was up to like 41, 42 games. But that being said, like outside of basically those two guys, like the Angels don't have a heck of a lot. That scares you on the surface, I'm saying. So Mike Trout, the start that he's been off to this year, man, he said before the season that he wanted to be the best player in baseball again as long as he was healthy. Well, he's proving it right now.
Absolutely, man. I love it. You're right on the money. I'm just sitting back and enjoying it for sure. So this in for the Kansas City Royals fan. Thank you for sending it in, too. And we do apologize. I did want to get to it last week. I sent it right to Nolan after the show was over and stuff like that. But Kansas City Royals, 7-4, Nolan. 7-4. There's more than Bobby Witt Jr. right now down there.
There is
more than Bobby Witt Jr.
There is, but I mean, Bobby Witt Jr., I predicted him to be my MVP. I predicted the Kansas City Royals to win the AL Central. It was a good team coming out of spring. It looks like a good team now. Obviously, Salvador Perez, anytime you get a veteran catcher like him behind the plate, your pitching staff, you got to have a lot of confidence in. Raggins has obviously continued to roll over basically the year that he had last year, especially down the stretch. The stretch run that he had was fantastic for the Royals. But no, yeah, you're looking at it like that's a good young team, man. They're not Baltimore Orioles. We're not trying to sit here and say they are, but that is a good young team. And I would be very surprised if come the deadline, they're not making a couple of good moves. Now, they're not going to be able to go out there and get your frontline ace, in my opinion, without having to mortgage a lot of their farm system. But they're a team that should definitely be on everybody's radar. And especially like, considering the way the rest of the AL Central has kind of started, obviously Cleveland's been off to a good start and Detroit's been off to a good enough start, but I still think Kansas City is built for a good run this year.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that Garcia at third base looks great. 3 home runs, 10 RBIs, Mr. Reliable, hitting 341, Mr. Salvador Perez Nolan, behind the dish, 2 bombs, 10 RBIs still again. Melendez, the young catcher that has moved to the outfield, you know what? 3 home runs, 8 RBIs, 333 average. Velasquez, DHing, 323. I mean, yes, they don't have the depth, like you said. After that, it falls off pretty well when you're looking at Frazier, Renfroe, and Isbell. But that's nice to watch them going. And Pasquantino hasn't even gotten going yet. So Seth Lugo just doing a quiet Seth Lugo, like San Diego Padres rendition from last year. Again, obviously, it's just early in the go. But, yeah, hats off, man. Fun to watch, man. If you're Kansas City Royals, you're loving it. You hit the nail, too. I mean, Stephen Voigt still getting those Cleveland Guardians going, Nolan. 8-2, I think it is. 8-3, 8-2. And you lose Shane Bieber. It's not a team that I sit there and I go, it was 8-2, but he's getting it done. And then, of course, we got Craig Counsell, 7-4, Chicago Cubs, Milwaukee Brewers, 7-3. Pat Murphy's Milwaukee Brewers at 7-3. So, you know, brand new managers got their teams playing well in the early goings, Nolan.
Yeah, I think Milwaukee Brewers are the biggest surprise out of the new powerhouse teams right now, right? Yeah, like you said, Pat Murphy, obviously first year guy, lose Brandon Woodruff, lose Corbin Burns. Obviously the Rhys Hoskins move so far has looked pretty good, but yeah, like that's a team that on paper shouldn't scare you as much as they do. And especially Jackson Chourio hasn't really come up and performed to the levels that obviously a number one prospect over the past couple years, the guys that we've seen has, immediately paid dividends off of. So, yeah, like the Milwaukee Brewers, though. Yeah, Pat Murphy, I got to give him a big shout-out, man. He's done a fantastic job. We'll be right back here after the break, Dirtbags.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, time for your final thought.
Yeah, so my final thought, don't get me wrong, I'm a Cardinals fan. But last night, right, so Nolan Gorman is facing off against Zach Wheeler and JT Realmuto in the fifth inning, right? Nothing ball game. Nolan Gorman, first pitch, fastball in off the plate. Almost hit him, obviously, he's got to take it. Like I'm just saying, take the pitch. Second pitch, Zach Wheeler breaks off a beautiful curveball. Gets him absolutely fishing. Now it's a 1-1 count. Then they try and paint a fastball up top. And you could just tell, based on the way that Nolan Gorman took this pitch, he was seeing every stitch on a Zach Wheeler fastball. Like, because the very next pitch goes mid away. Don't get me wrong. I mean, for a guy that like Nolan Gorman, who's got tons of power, for you to go basically mid thigh high, mid away, and he went left center on it. Like, he put a beautiful swing on it, tagged to 420. But I'm just sitting there like, you have him looking absolutely stupid on a curveball, and then you just groove a fastball right in there, especially after he took one and you knew that he was right on the fastball prior to. A pitcher like that, and I'm saying this to young kids as well, when you are dominating a hitter and you make him look absolutely stupid on a pitch, go right back to the well. I'm sorry. It doesn't matter what level it is. Just go right back to the well. He's proven that he can't do that. He can't hit that ball. Don't give him a pitch that he can hit. Learn from that and learn how to pitch to it.
That's a great final thought, man. I really appreciate that one, Noel. I talk about it all the time with pitchers and stuff like that. So we're not talking fastball breaking stuff, splitty, change up or anything. We're just talking about exactly right, identifying where you're beating that hitter and stick to it until he can prove that he can beat you and beat you and beat you again. And if not, why would you change? Why would you go to his strength? So you see it all the time. So again, thank you, Noel. That is a fantastic final thought. Dirtbags, we thank you as well. You know we do it for you. We cannot do it without you. We don't want to do it without you. So continue to share it. Continue to be baseball fans, coaches, parents, players. Continue to love this game as much as we do, because that's what it's all about. Wherever you are in the world, just get after it every single day, on the field, off the field. Be the best you possible, because that's what you've been given the opportunity by being born. I just do it. So unfortunately, it is that time, though. It's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbag. Stay tuned, because it's going to be a hell of a ride.